W1, check line. Go ahead, over.
Yeah, Echo 1, Victor 5, stroke Germany 4, Victor Zulu, Victor Pedestrian Mobile. Good morning to you.
From Alicante, and my name is Ken, Kilowatt Echo November.
Kilo Echo November, and I'm out with a two-wheeled trolley with my station. The sun's just coming up over the Mediterranean and from the east, and I'm at the side of the Salt Lake, which are to my west. Microphone back to you from Echo America 5, stroke Golf 4, Victor, Zulu, Victor, pedestrian mobile.
All right, you're peaking 59 plus 5. What is your name, over?
The name is Ken. My name is Ken. Kilo Echo November. Kilo Echo November. Go ahead.
All right, Ken. Let me. I'm making an audio recording, and why don't you just go ahead and describe your setup and what it looks like where you are right now, Ken. Over.
Roger, Roger, very good. Well, I can give you my location. Firstly, I'm 20 kilometers south of Alicante. I'm at the side of the main coastal road in a lay-by where there are salt lakes to my to the side of me, which are to the west. And I've got a two-wheeled trolley. It's a sack trolley. You put the sacks of concrete, not concrete, cement or stuff. Anyway, it's a trolley that you can push or pull, and fixed to the side of it in a sling is a DX Commander pole, which is 10 meters high with a wire running up the pole on the trolley, fixed to the trolley on a plane, is a Fox Tango 857 with a small amplifier running out 130 watts. I've no radios at all. I'm using the ground tuning unit, which is part of the antenna tuning unit. Microphone back to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm sure the guy that makes those on YouTube is going to love this recording. Ken, is it light out? Describe your physical surroundings. Is the light coming up? Is it dark? What's happening that way? Over.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've recorded your transmission, and I'm going to put it on my QRZ page, if that's okay with you. You are 59 plus 25 dB. 59 plus 25 dB. The sun is coming up over the, like I said, from the east, over the Mediterranean. Now the coastal road is about 500 yards from the edge of the sea. I'm not using the sea, I'm using the salt lakes to enhance my signal. And I do this very often. You will see a little information on my QRZ page.
All right, very good, Ken. Fascinating. Over here, we're also, we have two verticals, and we are in the middle of a salt marsh, Succotash Salt Marsh, in Matunuck, Rhode Island, right on the waterfront. So we got two verticals that are operating with around the salt. So that's rather fascinating. Thank you for the nice report. And what is it like around there? I'm just trying to extend your beautiful recording here. You're peaking 5 over 9. Describe what the trolley looks like and what the topography is around you, Ken. Over.
Roger, very good. Well, firstly, I'm only 1 meter from the edge of the salt water of the salt lake. That's the first thing. I stand up very close and then I put my foot into the water. Location-wise, I'm on the site of the main coastal road called the N332. November 332, and I'm just south of the town of Santa Pola, Santa Pola, where all the salt lakes are. There's mounds of salt in the distance. What they do is they scrape the salt when the salt water evaporates. They scrape the salt from the salt water. Okay, anyway, I'm about 1,000 meters from the edge of the town. You might hear some traffic which is going past me, and because it is the main coastal road between Alicante and going south to the southeast part of Spain. Okay, microphone back to you from Echo America 5, /4, Victor Zulu, Victor Pedestrian Mobile, over.
All right, 5-9+5, Echo Alpha 5, /George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor, /Pedestrian Mobile, W1, Zulu Yankee. Incredible. Do you know Echo Alpha 5, Alpha Victor Lima, or any of the other Brits that are over in that area of Spain, Ken, over?
Yes, I certainly do. I know Les, Echo Alpha 5, Alpha Victor Lima, but he's further north than I am. He's a good 70 kilometers north of me. I don't know whether you are aware, do you know Echo Alpha 5, India Sierra Zulu, PA5ISZ? Do you know him? He's in the town of Dolores, which is not far from my location. Go ahead.
Roger, I used to listen to him as a teenager when he was G3ZYY, and he's one of my idols. Over.
Roger. Yeah, that's Trevor. Well, he lives about 10 kilometers from here, and I know Trevor, and Mel often works with him, but I forgot Mel's phone line off the top of my head. Over.
India Oscar Golf.
Roger, that's correct. They're about 10 kilometers, which is about 7 miles away. They're inland. They also use phased verticals. I'm surprised they might be on, actually. They usually operate around 7.138. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking to Trevor earlier about, 40 minutes ago. He had quite a loud signal. And we haven't heard from Mel this morning yet, but possibly they're listening. All right, we have a very nice recording of you. Let me stand by and see if there's any stateside. Can you work a bunch of stations, Ken? Over.
Certainly can. Go ahead.
All right, let me see if I get anybody stateside, and if they're on, I'll pull back and let you run them. Stand by. I'm going to flip the directivity of my antenna to stateside. Stand by. Is there any stateside stations listening that want to work a guy that's pedestrian mobile over in Spain? W1ZY. W1ZY calling out to stateside. We have a pedestrian mobile station in Spain, quite loud. Does anybody want to work him? W1ZY.
It's all in bed, Bill.
Okay. And is that a Brit in Spain calling in?
Yes, it is Trevor. As you say, we worked earlier. Good morning, Ken. Go ahead, Bill.
Ken, can you hear Trevor?
Oh, yes, I can hear him. He's very, very loud with me. We're not very far apart, over.
All right, then. Trevor, make a transmission. Let me look at the meter.
Okay. Echo Alpha 5, Italy, Sierra Zulu. Yeah, good morning again, Bill. I've been pottering up and down the band. Just got back to the house to make another cup of tea, and I've just come back out to the shack with it.
When I heard Ken there working you, he does very well with that setup. I know it quite well. I've seen it in action up close. I'll put it over to Ken. EA5 G4VZV portable EA5ISZ, over.
Yeah, good morning to you there, Trevor. Yeah, you're obviously very loud with me, very loud. And Zulu Yankee, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. It's Bill, isn't it, I think? Anyway, you're 5'9 plus. Well, I think nearly 20 dB over. Microphone back to you, Bill, over.
All right, thank you, Ken. You're 59, you're peaking 5 over 9. So Trevor's only about 15 dB louder than you, Ken, over.
Roger. Well, I'm only running about 130 watts, and it's just a single wire running up the 10 meter pole. So I've got the full quarter wave out, over.
Understood. And, you know, at some point, maybe it's possible to drag a quarter wave wire behind you. Is that possible?
Well, I could do, but I suppose really it's not what I would call then a pedestrian mobile station. I probably would sign stroke portable. I can work with this trolley, but having 10 meters above my head is not a good idea. I am static, really, and... like I said, I'm right at the side of the water's edge. I cannot get any closer. So, I've not got any radios out. No radios, no counterpoise. Just pushing the RF current to ground through the GPU. And I watch the meter going up, and it goes almost to the very top of the meter. It's incredible. Goes from zero right up. You'll be surprised, and when I do that, I can actually see, no, not see, I can hear the signals coming right up. Go ahead.
I understand what you're talking about. I think there's a group called hfpact.org or something. They're on the internet. It's a whole group of people, a consortium of people that do pedestrian mobile, and they drag wires between them as they walk along the beach. Ken, so for what it's worth, it'd be an interesting experiment. You're peaking 10 dB over on the meter for I would say about 8 to 10 seconds during that last transmission, and then settling back down to about 2 to 5 dB over. So it's an incredible transmission. Of course, we're making the recording right now. We'll put it over to Trevor just for the recording. This is 1:55 a.m. on April 15th. And we're talking to Ken in Alicante, near Alicante, Spain, walking around with a radio. And we also have Trevor with a high-powered station. Echo Alpha 5, India, Sierra, Zulu, in the group, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, fine, Bill.
W1ZY in the group, EA5ISZ, returning.
Yeah, Ken does remarkably well, doesn't he? In fact, there were two or three pedestrian portable stations operational on 40 over here in Europe at the moment. Ken being one, Dave G4AKC you may have come across, another one back up in the UK, up in Blackpool, which just coincidentally happens to be my town of birth. And they all do extremely well with what on the face of it seems like a fairly minimal system. But I suppose you put a quarter wave wire up near salt water and away you go. It works well, as you can attest yourself, Bill. Yours is a fixed station, and they're not too dissimilar position, I suppose. But excellent stuff. Yeah, I'm running a tad more power than Ken, about 800 watts output, so probably about another 8 dB or so above Ken. But there we go. I get to see Ken periodically, by the way. We have breakfasts over here. Particularly when we get visiting amateurs over, we'll alert the group, and we usually end up with about a dozen of us at a local hostelry having a fry-up breakfast at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's very pleasant, and but it's really about the only time we actually get to have an eyeball with each other. Right, there you go, that's it for me. Sorry to break into the QSO, chaps, but I heard Ken's voice and couldn't resist stopping by and listening. G4VZV, a pedestrian portable in the group, or mobile, sorry, and the group, EA5ISZ.
Yep, roger there. Fine, excellent, Trevor. I'm waiting for the Vic Tequilo boys coming through as well, but a bit early at the moment, another half an hour, and the VKs will also be coming through. If I'm lucky, I may work into the Pacific Islands, but I'm waiting to see what happens. It's not quite as easy when I'm only running 120 watts or whatever, but still, we'll see. We'll give it a go.
As I listen across the command, I can hear a lot of stateside now, and the Victor, I think it was Victor 31, I worked him a few days ago as well, coming through. Okay, right, well, the sun's coming up, isn't it, Trevor, over the sea there, from the east. It's a beautiful morning, blue sky, a little bit of fluffy cloud in the sky, but it's going to be a lovely day again. I'll pass it back to you there, Bill. Let's see if I can get you there. Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee and the group. Echo Alpha 5, stroke G4VZB, pedestrian, over.
All right, Echo Alpha 5, stroke George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor, pedestrian mobile, EA5ISZ, W1ZY, beautiful. Yeah, you're picking up to 10 over 9, Ken, just extremely loud, and Trevor's going up to about 25 over. So we have some incredibly nice propagation here at this moment at 2 in the morning. And I'm really hopeful that there's some stateside folks listening that would be able to give Ken some reports, because then I could add that to the recording. It would be really fascinating. But what you're doing there is quite interesting to me with your coupling with the ground, Ken, however you're doing it. Maybe your body is doing it. Maybe the trolley is doing it. But there is some sort of really nice coupling. I don't hear any RF in your audio. I hear a tinge, as the British would say. But I pass that off to speech processing. It actually makes it easier to hear you, although there's no problem doing that with this signal that you're putting out. So it's all quite fascinating and takes what I'm doing up to the next level. Just a fantastic signal coming through. And we'll post this up on, I have an archive of recordings, Ken. I'm going to post it up there, and I will send a copy of it to that guy up on the gentleman up on YouTube that sells those DX commanders. And I'm sure he'll appreciate that as a demonstration of the antenna's capabilities. Very good. Let me put it back to you, Ken, and we'll see if there's any stateside people here. EA 5 stroke George 4, Victor Zulu Victor stroke pedestrian mobile, and the group W1 said what?
Yeah, okay, there, Bill, excellent. You're still absolutely romping through. You're 5-9 plus 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 with me. Incredible. Incredible signal. I'm part of the Real HF group. That's what they call it. The Real HF group. And we do have an internet page. And that's why I'm waiting also patiently for the VKs coming through as well, because one of them has already messaged me. Well, I told him I was going to be on air this morning, and obviously it's in the afternoon over in Victor Kilo, so waiting for him to come back to me, maybe in the next 15 minutes. Okay, well, I'll pass it back to you there. I don't want to leave Trevor. If Trevor's there, I'll pass it back to Trevor, and then we'll take it round. Go ahead, Trevor.
Yes, okay, fine, Ken. I'm not going to hang around much longer. EA5, I said, returning. Just listening to you on Northland, by the way. So you're getting into Northland quite well, Ken, which means you're probably also getting into VK quite well as well. So, as you say, it's just a little bit early. And by the way, Bill, from our discussion earlier this morning, I had a tune around for quite a while afterwards looking for those ZL boys, but no. I heard one or two very, very weakly, but it appears that the peak here is literally after sunrise. It's I can hear one or two now. Oh, I did just before I came across Ken out there, but they weren't there at the time we were speaking about an hour or so ago. So there you go. I don't need to get up that early after all, it appears. Right, Ken, I shall catch up with you later. And yourself there, Bill, also good to hear you again. Incidentally, you're both almost identical signals with me, which is amazing in itself. But well over the 9 there, Bill. So you're both peaking a little over 20 over 9 on my S-meter. So excellent stuff. Ken, I'll catch up with you later. Good luck this morning. And cheers to you, Bill. I'll see you later as well. And back to you. A W1ZY in the group, EA5ISZ, will sign and clear in a moment.
All right, very good. EA5ISZ and EA5 stroke George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor stroke pedestrian Bobo, W1ZY. Yeah, fantastic. You know, this is one of those ham radio moments in my playbook, HI. Just incredible. Both signals are very loud. And Ken, you're up to 10 over 9. You're climbing up to 10 over 9 and staying there for long durations of your transmission. So it's incredible. Let's see what we can do with this. Trevor, I worked a ZL3 Oscar Zulu who was just getting back from putting up a noise antenna for his MFJ noise cancellation box, and was shocked to have the QSO. It was I was shocked too. We're both amazed. It was 5:30, and he said the sun was low and casting shadows that were about a quarter mile long through the trees. Was his description. So looks like those guys are going to hopefully be showing up here in a moment. Let me just see. I'm gonna turn my backs on you guys for a second. Is there any stateside stations that would like to work a pedestrian mobile in Spain on frequency by any chance? W1ZY. Incredible. Everybody's asleep. All right, back over to you, Ken, and let's and 73's Trevor, and let's continue here. Echo Alpha 5, stroke George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor, pedestrian mobile, W1ZY.
Yeah, roger, okay there. Thanks very much, Bill. And, tremendous clear frequency, and your signal is just, it only shows on this little radio as 5-9 with two little plus signs at the side of the 5 and 9. If I was to estimate, I would say 30 dB over 9. 30 dB over 9. That's how strong the signal is with me at the moment, Bill. If you want to look at my QRZ page, you will see, well, if you look at my QRZ page, put G4VZV in the call on QRZ and scroll down, halfway down the page, you will see a picture of my trolley with the green wheels. I do have two available trolleys, well, I say two. I've got a trolley which is like a golf caddy. But what I'm going to do is stick to this upright one, the one with the green wheels. It seems to hold the vertical better. Go ahead, Bill.
All right, sounds good to me. Unfortunately, Ken, I don't have any internet right now, so I'm not able to look that up. I am definitely going to be doing it when I get access, maybe tomorrow, from a hotspot or something. Ken, over.
Yeah, roger. I understand that, Bill. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's too bad we can't get the stateside folks. Let me just flip again. Stand by. Looking out into the Pacific, any Victor Kilos or stateside on frequency, W1ZY. Calling out into the U.S., any U.S. stations would like to work a pedestrian mobile station in Spain or any Pacific stations, W1ZY. Incredible. You know, Ken, again, we're still making the recording. How do you have that DX Commander fastened to your trolley? I'm interested technically on what your mount is and how you keep it insulated from it. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a telescopic fiberglass pole. It's by Callum. Callum makes these in the UK. And it's called a DX Commander. Black in color. And what I did is I made a sleeve for it, and I fastened the sleeve, which is 1 meter long. So I fastened the sleeve to the trolley using tie wraps, about eight of them. Eight of those black tie wraps. And what I've done to strengthen the sleeve is made out of a very hard, heavy-duty cardboard, believe it or not. I couldn't get hold of any piping, plastic piping. So I got hold of this sleeve, and what I've done is I've wrapped it
with a full roll of insulating tape to give it extra strength, and I just sit the DX Commander in the sleeve, and it fits almost perfectly. I can lift it out and put and slide it in, so, you know, whichever way, it's no problem at all. And I use clips halfway up the pole, well, two or three of them, like little clips that you would use on a sunbed to keep the towel fastened to the sunbed or sun chair. Because they're lightweight, they weigh just a fraction of a gram, and I just clip them to the pole, and by doing that it keeps the wire fastened very close to the pole. I think that describes it all, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. And the DX Commander, you have it wired up with all the different bands. They have different wires coming down. Do you have it fully operational for multiband, or is it just for 40 meters?
It's on the plate of the trolley with the batteries as well. And in this bag I have a quarter wave for 20, a quarter wave for 17, 15, and even 12 meters. I don't think I've got one for 10. So I'm carrying a bag containing quarter wave single band vertical wires, and that's it, and that's all really. And just a drink. I carry a drink with me. It's thirsty work, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, a nice drink is also a good thing to add to it. Now, if you move your position away from the water, how far do you go? I heard that if you're one quarter wavelength away from the ocean, if you're near the shore, that there's a sweet zone where you get a little increase, like maybe 2 dB increase, and there's another one at three quarter ways away from the shore, but that's with two elevated radials. Do you notice a proximity effect if you walk away from the salt water? If so, how far before you start to see a change dropping off on the signals, Ken? Over.
Roger. Yeah, I'll tell you what that is. I've done a lot of work on this. It's the Fresnel zone. The Fresnel zone. Right, I've read up about the Fresnel zone, and I have put it into practice. So what happens is, if I walk about three wavelengths away, less than that, maybe only two wavelengths away from the water, the signals go down dramatically. They go down dramatically. There is, if I were to walk about, let me see, about 20 meters away, I can't do that because of the main road, the main N332 road. But if I was to walk 20 meters away from this location, your signal would drop down to probably 5 and 7. And if I walked another 20 metres, you'd probably be down to 5 and 3. And it is like that. It really is. Whether it's the sea or the salt water, marsh or saltwater lake, it's the same influence. Over.
Okay, Roger. And the Fresnel zone, in my mind, is where the... you start to get the ripples, the adding up and the canceling out electrical fields as they begin their path out to the far field. Is that right?
Yeah, you've got it. That's exactly correct.
All right. So the way I think about it is, you have the reactive near field, which is within inches or a few feet or inches of the antenna, where things are so complex that you can't really mathematically predict, and then you get a little bit further out into the near field, and they start to form some coherence. It's kind of like schizophrenic in the reactive near field, and then it sort of gets its head together. And when it gets out to the Fresnel zone, you're starting to get some shaping and some order put into the entire affair. And then, of course, out to the far field for the verticals, is the game is to not attenuate the lowest of the low angles, which is where the maximum radiation is. And that's the advantage that you have here. You're right there on the right on the water, which is the beginning of the far field and beyond, all the way to this QTH, which is in a very similar situation. My tide has come in, and so we're now at high tide. My radials are under the water about, I estimate, about 3 inches. And I'm doing an experiment called the skin effect, where I've raised my radials, and I'm trying to get them all submerged under the water 1 to 3 inches at the same time. I think I'm right in that zone right now, so I'm particularly interested in this demonstration. Ken, H.I. I've done a lot of work on that, and so I'm hoping that that's what's happening. I'm going to check tomorrow to see exactly what was going on with the tides at this moment. But all fascinating. I mean, this the verticals and the water are just really an interesting, almost never-ending, fascinating topic to horse around with. And you can do it quite simply as you demonstrate. Echo Alpha 5, stroke George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor stroke pedestrian mobile out in the coast of Spain, W1ZY.
Yeah, excellent again. Well, I'll take you now. Again, I'll take you, and I'm going to play back to you so you can listen for yourself there. So stand by a minute, Bill, let's play this back. Let's turn the volume up.
Exactly. Well, that came through quite clear. Amazing. It came through quite clearly, Ken. Over. And I suspect you're unplugging cables and such to get your microphone back in. In incredible playback. Let me try again for stateside. Stand by. This is W1ZY. Are there any stations stateside that would like to talk to a pedestrian mobile in Spain on frequency W1ZY? Looking into the U.S. For any stations that would like to try to talk to a gentleman on the ocean in Spain, pedestrian mobile W1ZY? Is there anybody listening to this frequency outside of Ken? Over. No, oh, amazing. I guess the saner minds have gone to bed, Ken. Echo Alpha 5. You know, you guys have a lot of very interesting British expats over in that little enclave in that section of Spain. You've got Les and Mel and Trevor and you. There's a couple of other ones as well. I don't know if they're in your area. But it does sound like a nice place to for everyone to be moving to. EA 5 stroke George 4 Victor Zulu Victor pedestrian mobile W1 ZY.
Okay there, Bill.
Mobile and portable work.
I'm going to see if I can hear him. Microphone back to you, Bill. Go ahead.
Very good. Can you check your battery voltage, Ken, and confirm that you're not losing your battery voltage? Over. Roger.
5.5 watts.
Yeah, about 5.7, 5.8. Do you have a second battery? I suspect that your batteries are going low. Is that right?
I've just switched it over to the other battery. I think both of them are starting to go now. You've been surprised. You can keep copying me. The other one's going now. And I'll have some of yours. Go ahead.
All right. Do you have more battery power available for another session? Not to use it on me, but for the Victor Kilos, are you okay with the batteries? Over.
I'm getting a bit low now, so
Okay, Roger. So if you disappear, it means you're changing your batteries. Is that a good assumption to make, Ken? Over. Okay, it sounds like you're hitting the ALC too hard, or there's some sort of a power management issue going on. It sounds like ALC getting hit too hard, although that may not be what's happening. Over. Okay, don't understand. Maybe Trevor can get in his car and give you a charge there. Hey, I'll say 73s and stand by on the frequency and maybe hail out to Pacific. But I'm assuming that you're going to get that straightened out. Echo Alpha 5, stroke George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor, pedestrian mobile, W1ZY. No need to respond if you don't have the battery power, Ken. Over.
Roger. Well, I'm just conserving the battery power as much as I can. Go ahead.
Okay. There's some sort of artifact in the audio. It sounds like the ALC is getting hit too hard, which could be a battery that can't supply the current, but is supplying the voltage. So on the peaks, it powers down, is what it sounds like, but I'm just guessing. Alrighty, we'll say 73s, and I'm going to shut off the recording, but one hell of a nice documentation and conversation about the things that are of interest to me and to you and a lot of other people. Echo Alpha 5, stroke George 4, Victor Zulu, Victor, pedestrian mobile, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm back on the other battery, but I think they're both in the similar condition now. I think I need to get another couple of batteries. Go ahead.
Yeah, the audio is perfect as it was before. Over.
Yeah, okay, well, I expected this. The batteries are going down a bit due to a lot of full duty cycle. And, I'll probably get a higher battery, current battery. Well, they're both car batteries, you know, so they've taken some hammering, believe me, guys.
Okay, and they may not, their voltage may drop before they go dead, as opposed to other batteries that'll just give all the current and then die immediately. Alrighty, very good. Maybe if you give them a rest, they'll rejuvenate slightly, but I hope the ZLs are coming through. And like I said before, a few hours ago, there's some fantastic additions, as there are now, into Europe. And I'm hoping that those are extended out to the west as the Pacific hams get into their gray line, which I believe they're entering at this point. At least New Zealand is gone past it or is in it right now. Hey, 73s, and thanks for the interesting conversation, and we will keep in touch. I will send you a link of the recording when I get it posted so you can check it out. It's incredible. EA 5 stroke George 4, Victor Zulu Victor, pedestrian mobile, W1 ZY.
Okay.
Negative, doesn't come forth in my mind. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, you're still 5.9 plus with me, though, Bill. 5.9 plus all the way. Okay, wish you 73s. Thanks for a great contact there. And you'll hear me on again. I am going back to the UK later this week. So you may hear me from my home station back in the UK. So I'll try and listen out for you. All the best, then, Bill. Again, a real pleasure. Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee from EA5 G4VZV, pedestrian, over.
Alrighty, yeah, you're 59 here, there's no problems at all. Coming through quite nicely. 73s, and congratulations, EA5 stroke George 4 Victor Zulu Victor, pedestrian mobile, W1 ZY.
Yeah, 73s, Bill, and have a great day. Cheers.
73.
Have a nice evening. Wake up, wake up, wake up.